the best way to begin to figure out who you are really meant to be is to ask the universe, God, that question. God, how can I be used in service to myself first? And how can I then use that service to serve the world? Use your life to serve the world, and you will find that it also serves you. One of the biggest mistakes people make is thinking that they have to get paid a lot of money or even get paid at all for their calling. You are here to honor your calling, whether you're paid for it or not. If you can get paid for it, that makes life exponentially better. But if you are not paid for it, that is also really just fine, because honoring the calling feeds everything else you do in your life.
I have always known this about celebrity. The real power of being somebody that somebody knows, and I really think that the only difference between being famous and not is that more people know your name. So the only difference between understanding that is understanding that what Selma has done, what Susan has done, what Anna has done, Rebecca has done, what Jim has done, what I've done, you too can do. Because true philanthropy comes from living from the heart of yourself and giving what you have been given. How will you do that? How will you use your personality, the energy of your personality, to serve that which is your soul's calling? I know this for sure. Any life, no matter how fantastic it is, how glorious it seems, how much attention you receive, how much square footage you have, any life and every life is enhanced by the sharing and the giving and the opening up of the heart space. Your life gets better when you can find a way to share it with someone else. So what we've done, you can do. The real empowerment comes when every person leaves this room and makes a decision. Maybe that decision is that you will write a check and support some of the wonderful organizations you've heard here today. But the true decision is, how will you use yourself? How will you use everything that you have been given to serve that which is greater than yourself? How will you use that to become truly, authentically empowered? Now, it is a beautiful thing to receive an award and to be on the cover of Variety. Thank you very much. It's a beautiful thing. But the true reward is in the lives that you are able to touch and the people who you know you have impacted.
There is no dream that you can dream that the power that is God, regardless of what name you call it by, has not dreamed bigger for you. So let's just, for the sake of everybody being on the same page, let's use life for God. Life has dreamed a dream for you. And your goal, your number one job, is to figure out what that dream is and align yourself with the dream. Because the dream cannot come to you unless you're willing to meet it energetically in the same place. So if your energy is off, you are not in flow with God's dream for you, with life's dream for you. If you are out of order, if you are out of sync, it cannot come to you. It will not come, because the whole purpose of your life is to line yourself up with the purpose. And so if you are operating in fear, if you are operating in jealousy, jealousy will kill you. Any kind of anger or jealousy you have about anybody else. So here are a couple laws I have. The first law is the third law of motion in physics, which says for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And we showed that very beautifully in The Color Purple when Miss Seeley says to Mister, everything you even try to do to me is already done to you. That is not just a rhetorical saying, that is law. That is Newton's third law of motion in physics, which says everything that goes out is coming back. It's just like everything that goes up is coming down, may take it a long time to come down, is coming down. Everything that goes out is coming back, it's coming back. So to answer the power of manifestation and meditation, what meditation does is sync you up with the source. What meditation does is allows you to literally tap into the power that created you so that you are in alignment with that. And so when you carry that out into the world, everything that you do comes from the center of that alignment that's coming from the source that we call God, we call divine energy, divine intelligence, whatever name you want to give it to, we call life. When you are synced up with life, life just gives to you. It opens doors, it creates experiences, it allows you to meet people, things show up you never thought were going to show up, and you are doing what is the purpose of your soul being here. So one of my favorite teachers is Gary Zukav, who says that authentic power is when you learn to use your personality, which I've done very well. Use your personality to serve the energy of your soul. So you are the bigger soul that has a personality. When you figure out how to take, I have a big personality. It's lovely, it's charming, but it's not me. It's not me. I'm here to do my soul's work. And I use my personality to serve the soul's work. And because I know what the soul's work is, I heard somebody ask earlier about what should you be praying. The prayer is use me. You are here to be used as a vessel from the source from which you have come. And if, and everybody has a different talent. And the reason we're all so messed up is because you're looking at everybody else's talent. And wishing you had some of their talent. All the energy that you spend thinking about, wishing about, being jealous of, envious of anybody else is energy that you're not only putting out that's going to come back to you negatively, but you're taking that away from you. All your energy should be forced on what do I have to offer? What do I have to give? How can I be used in service? Because Dr. King's message of not everybody can be famous, but everybody can be great because greatness is determined by service. And there is not a job in here that you can do that you don't switch the paradigm to service and not make that job more fulfilling. I don't care what the job is. If you say, I'm a singer, I'm a dancer, I'm an artist, I'm a teacher, I'm a nurse, I'm a doctor, I'm a janitor, I'm a clerk, if you say, if I look at this from, how do I use this in service to something bigger than myself? It no longer becomes a job. It becomes an offering to the world. And that is why you're here. And when you can line up with whatever that is, line up with that. And all you have to do is keep asking the question. And ask the question in purity, not in, when's it gonna come? You know, like, I'm not looking for a man, but is that him over there? I played that game. When you can do that, then it comes. It opens up. Don't you see that? I try to do it every day, because if you don't, it's usually a more messed up day. Doesn't mean you don't get through life, because a lot of people are getting through life. It just means your life isn't as enhanced. And everybody who's afraid of meditation, don't even call it meditation. Don't call it that. Just say, I have a prayer chair. I have a prayer chair. And then I have just a place where I just go and be still. And the reason why people have so many struggles is because you're struggling against what is for you. You're pushing against it. So when you find that you're not moving forward, you need to stop and get still and say, what am I resisting? What am I pushing against? Because it can't come through if you push against it. It only comes through if you're in flow with it. And it just flows. It flows. And it cannot flow if you're afraid. My spiritual practice is stillness when I first awaken, allowing myself the moments of awareness and recognition that it is a magnificent thing to be a human being here and now. And the glory and beauty of that sustains and has brought me a peace that I cannot even explain. There is a richness and a wealth and a peace that goes beyond any material possession or award or acclaim or anything that you could acquire. The peace of knowing that there is a presence, a force field. I use the word God, but God often seems small compared to what I know it to be. That's really emanating and vibrating through all things, and that I am a part of that, which I call God. I would have to say that my personal growth, my spiritual growth, my growth into my womanness, everything that I am has stemmed from my belief in that which I called God. My idea of what that is no longer a person out there or in the sky, but my belief and understanding that there was a force, a presence, a power, a divine entity, a being that loved me. And the very idea of being loved into being is what has kept me grounded, what has kept me centered, what has kept me strong.